Only the Fireside Has Changed by Levi Montgomery, read by Brand Gamblin. There was a time when a bunch of you went out to hunt. Another bunch of you took baskets woven of grass and went through the smooth morning to the river to gather wild rice and those tiny shellfish, the ones like the teardrops of a giant. Some of us stayed home all day to nap the flint heads of your arrows, to weave the baskets, to plait the cords that held your sandals on, and even from those I stood apart. I stared at the cool, dark embers of last night's fire, and in that thin trickle of smoke I found whole new terrors for you. When the darkness fell, when the flames leaped again, when the meat of the antelope sizzled and spit and the aromatic steam drifted among crude shelters, I began to whisper. When you cringed back, I thrust forward. When you whimpered, I roared at you. When you were quiet, I slipped again into that gravelly whisper, claws on stone, talons scraping the very bones of your souls, and we danced our dance together, the dance of the storyteller and the audience. This was the paycheck for me. Not the roasted antelope you let me eat without hunting. Not the sandals I didn't make. Not the rice I didn't gather. The need I met in you, the need to listen, the need to be an audience, that need in you was the payback for me, and the dance we danced in the dark was payday. Every laugh, every tear, every crinkled nose and hunched shoulder and nudge of your elbow against your neighbor, those were the coin I took from you. I was more magic than the shaman, more wise than the elder. I made people up out of whole cloth and made them so real to you that you laughed and cried at the misfortune of those who had never been, and each and every one of us was better for it. But those days were long ago. Now the fire is this screen in front of me, the screen or the page in front of you. Your laughter, your tears, your secret smiles as you see yourself or your best friend or your most dreadful enemy in my whispers, those are far from me. I tell my stories in the dark alone, writing them on stones, casting them up out of the wishing well and not knowing where they go, who they've reached, who they have touched and changed forever. And yet I still tell them for all the same reasons. I still tell them to all the same people, the one with the twisted foot who is so slow on the path to the river but who gathers her share anyway, the ones ahead of her on the path with their whispers and giggles and sideways looks that they think she must miss simply because she has a twisted foot, the hunter whose game was always biggest, always best, always fastest, whose name would be the loudest in all the tribe if only he had caught it, whose foot had rolled on a stone just as he loosed his arrow. The ones who laugh and cry and see themselves drawn in twisting, shimmering smoke. The storyteller is still the same. The audience is still the same. Only the fireside has changed. What are you reading? What change has it worked in you? Have you told the author? Only the fireside has changed. Now it's not smoke and embers, but email and Twitter and Facebook. It's comments on authors' blogs. It's not face-to-face anymore, but that feedback is still important. That need is still there. Reach out through the screen or the page. Find your storyteller. Tell him or her that the story has touched you. Feed your storytellers.